This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the reaction to the governor's annual budget address. The
governor also comes up with policy recommendations.
Without a doubt, the people of Missouri have been through difficult times. The people of this state have kept moving forward.
The state of the state, as it is commonly known, touched on a lot of subjects. Senator Denny Hoskins of Orangeburg, who serves on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee, says our state has a record amount of state and federal dollars right now.
Your taxpayer dollars that are here, we have a lot of Fed dollars coming in. You know, what I'd like to make sure that we are using that money for is, number one, always think a tax break is good for our constituents.
Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City adds she believes lawmakers can work together on a variety of issues.
Safer communities, stronger schools, affordable health care, and an economy that benefits everyone.
We've got to do what we've done every year. We've got to balance the budget.
If we can come out here with a balanced budget, I think it'd be a success.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Shasta Sullivan says to be successful, he believes the Missouri Senate must pass a balanced budget on time.
We got to put a balanced budget on the table that's good for Missouri and make sure that we're being good stewards of the resources we've been given.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City adds passing a budget is the legislature's only constitutional requirement.
If everybody can stay out of everybody's way and we can work together on a few big issues, it'll be a good session. But I don't think there's one marker that you could put out there.
The fiscal year 2023 Missouri operating budget is due by May 6th.
Senate Bill 672.
Thank you.
In the meantime, more legislation is making its way through the process. The Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee hears Senate Bill 672, which would modify provisions relating to the Fast Track Workforce Incentive Grant Program and is sponsored by Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield.
For individuals that are over the age of 25 and have been out of the classroom for maybe a couple of years and are wanting to go back and upskill themselves.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur chairs the panel.
Provides them with scholarship opportunities as long as they are willing to work for their degrees or their certification and stay in Missouri and work here for a few years.
On Wednesday morning, the committee voted to send Senate Bill 672 to the full Missouri Senate for consideration.
Senate Bill 650.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Tuesday afternoon saw time spent on Senate Bill 650, legislation that would modify provisions related to charter schools. The sponsor is Senator Bill Ligel of Weldon Spring.
It comes down to the idea of parental choice. And for me, I don't believe that there's anyone in a better position to make choices about their child's education than the parent.
During discussion in the Missouri Senate Education Committee, Senator Arthur mentioned she believes options exist now.
Year-round programs to students who would like to elect to school year-round, and some decided they didn't want that for their kids and their families, and they went elsewhere.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 650.
Until Monday, January 24th at...
Session will continue on Monday.
Boone County,
and remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.